Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. The Palestinian Authority wants to give control of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to the global Islamic community. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Minister of Jerusalem Affairs in the Palestinian Authority says that the Palestinian Authority favors transferring control of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem to the Organization of Islamic Conference, made up of the 57 member states of this global Islamic organization. The Palestinian Authority would accept the management of the Temple Mount by the Saudi-based Organization of Islamic Conference, whose 57 member states includes Iran and other Islamic members who have called for Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth. The Israeli government officially has the sovereign control of the Old City of Jerusalem, which includes the Temple Mount, but Israel has given custodial responsibilities to the Palestinian Authority of this site, the most sacred site in all of Judaism. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The question of control of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem will be the major controversy in the last days, according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. For the Palestinian Authority and the Organization of Islamic Conference to even consider taking control of the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the Al-Aqsa Mosque as they refer to this site, is beyond imagination in our world today. The Temple Mount is the most sacred piece of real estate in the world to the Jewish people, and for the global Islamic community to claim sovereign control of this holy site, right in the heart of the capital city of Israel, is considered by the Jewish state to be outrageous. The ancient Jewish prophet Zechariah wrote 2,500 years ago that what we see happening today would be the case when Jesus Christ returns to the earth to build his temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2 says that Jerusalem will be the center of controversy at this time. Zechariah chapter 1 verses 14 to 16 reveals that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will be aggressively possessive of Jerusalem. He will be angered by the arrogant security of those who think they control the Temple Mount, and that Jesus will come and build his temple on this holy site and rule and reign from that temple forever. Any claim by the global Islamic community will be set aside. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...